Joining us in studio is Pastor Matt Mitchell from the Lance Evangelical Free Church within our listening area. Great to have you in the studio today. Thanks for being
here. Thank you, Dean. It's great to be here.
Now, you've got an exciting new book about a topic that we don't see a lot of in bookstores. I don't even hear it talked about very much. It's gossip.
That's right. Yeah, the book's called Resisting Gossip, Winning the War of the Wagging Tongue.
What would lead you to write a book about gossip?
Well, I realized there wasn't very much out there on this book. Name the best book on gossip that you've ever read for Christians.
I got nothing.
Right. there aren't very many on the shelf. Just a few out there, and most of them I can't recommend. But this is something we deal with every day. We're always hearing stories about other people and maybe passing on those stories to others. And something that God's Word says a lot about. So I tried to put together what I saw in God's Word with what people deal with every day.
You're right. It does come up a lot in the Bible. Is a key verse? Is there a key verse that you've really shaped the book?
Certainly. Two that come to mind, Proverbs 26:22 and Proverbs 18:8, which both say the same thing, which tells you how much God feels about it. They say, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts.
Choice morsels. I think of those little chocolate drops when I hear that phrase.
You probably can't say no.
Once I've had one, I always want another one.
Yep,
or a handful.
That's what the Bible says. It's very attractive. They're like a bowl of potato chips on the kitchen counter. I don't know at your house what happens if mom puts out a bowl of potato chips in the late afternoon, but at our house, they're gone like that.
Yeah.
So gossip's like that. It's very attractive, and yet it's also spiritual junk food. It's not good for you. So it goes down to a man's inmost parts. As we take part in sharing those bad stories about other people, it affects us. It leaves a lasting impression.
So is that what you'd call it? When you define gossip, is it just sharing a bad story about someone else?
And it matters why. Here's my definition. Sinful gossip is bearing bad news behind someone's back, out of a bad heart. Mm. So that last part's really important. It's why are we doing it?
I've heard people say, I probably shouldn't say this. and usually I well, don't. And it's hard because I really want to know what they don't want to say.
Mm. It's like a choice morsel. Look at that.
Well,
hey,
it looks
come eat
so
me.
Good, but, you know, so it's a struggle that I've gone through. But lately I've just, well, don't.
Right.
And we just got to stop it so quickly. Would you agree that there are a lot of issues in churches, but also in life, come back to gossip as one of those? It's almost like fanning the flames of a fire.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. Proverbs 26:20 says, "Without wood, a fire goes out; without gossip, a quarrel dies down."
Mm.
So if we can just take gossip out of the situation, the fire of conflict will die down.
Wow. So is there hope for us? What? The book, you've written about it, and it's a very readable book. What's your hope for those who read this book?
That's a great question. And hope giving is exactly what I wanted to do with it. Gossip's a problem, yes, but because of what we know in Christ and his gospel, we can say no to those choice morsels. I guess to sum it up, I would like for the book to help Christians in everyday life to recognize gossip for what it is, to resist it when it's coming their way or when they're tempted to share it with others, and also to respond in faith and in love when gossiped about, because we've all been in one of those situations. In every gossip situation, there's the person sharing and the person listening, and there's also the person being talked about, and we need to show love or be loving in each one of those.
Mm. Great stuff. If you'd like to learn more about the book, it's called Resisting Gossip, Winning the War of the Wagging Tongue. We've got a link on our website at WTLR.org.